Three municipalities in the Almaguin Highlands have gone green with the installation and activation of electric vehicle, EV, charging stations. Sundridge was the latest community to have an EV charging station go live on December 17, a week after the one in Berks Falls became active. The station in Magnetawan became operational on Halloween. Lakeland Solutions installed each of the stations and each offers ports with fast and slow charging capabilities. The lower-cost 30 kilowatts charger is designed for people planning a longer stay in each of the communities. However, for people who want to get back on the road quickly, they can choose the 180 kilowatts unit, which gives them a 100-kilometer drive range after a 10-minute energy boost. Furthermore, the 180 kilowatts units in all three communities have two ports for multiple users. The charging station in Sundridge is in Lyons Park at 91 Water Street and overlooks Lake Bernard. Lakeland Solutions has been strategic about where charging stations have been placed in the districts of Parry Sound and Muskoka, said company director Peter Ewald. He noted the Lyons Park charging station is less than a one-hour drive from North Bay, Huntsville, and Parry Sound. Sundridge Town. Fraser Williamson welcomed the placement. Locating it at Lyons Park gives people the opportunity to relax in the park while enjoying the stunning views of Lake Bernard, Williamson said. Lake Bernard is the largest freshwater lake in the world without an island. Visitors charging vehicles can also walk along Main Street and explore the shops and restaurants downtown, Williamson said. Williamson is hopeful that with this charging station now in place, more residents will consider buying an EV to help reduce the carbon footprint in our village and region. Lakeland sales director Jennifer Hurlbut said the EV chargers are reliable and maintained by local staff. This is really critical as it is one of the biggest pain points for EV drivers and the reason why they will choose their ICE, internal combustion engine, vehicle instead, Hurlbut said. Berks Falls Mayor Chris Hope says, "The village is very excited to have these EV charging stations in place at the heart of our community." The Berks Falls charging station is downtown at the public parking lot at 167 Ontario Street, just minutes from Highway 11. In Magnetawan, charging stations are situated at the community center at 4304 Highway 520. The second station is at the municipal office at 5 Humphrey. Dr. Lakeland Solutions has installed both 180 kilowatts and 30 kilowatts options for motorists at the town hall site. Mayor Ann McDermott said the charging stations align with the municipality's strategic plan, which is to protect the environment. In 2023, the municipality adopted a climate action plan which will see it gradually transition away from fossil fuels to low or zero carbon energy sources. McDermott said the new EV charging stations are just one of many ways Seguin is taking action to deliver on its climate action commitments. Ewald said the placement of the chargers throughout the region is a game changer for EV drivers because it lets them more easily explore a rural part of Ontario. As for whether the public can expect to see more stations in the region, Hurlbut said the company is always evaluating and applying for funding to continue to build units for the Muskoka and Parry Sound districts, and that includes the Almaguin Highlands. The charging stations recently installed were funded in part through Canada's Natural Resources Zero Emissions Vehicle Infrastructure Program. Rocco Frangioni is a local journalism initiative reporter with Almaguin News. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.